voice as it is in your body language. As you have probably noticed from watching any political panel show, public event, or business meeting with multiple speakers, the winner of the talk is usually the person who speaks most energetically and fluidly. Too many pauses make you sound unsure of yourself. And if you are unconvinced by your own ideas, why should the rest of the room be convinced? Theoretical physicist Leonard Mlodinow points out that the impact of this bias, if two speakers utter exactly the same words, but one speaks a little faster and louder and with fewer pauses and greater variation in volume, that speaker will be judged to be more energetic, knowledgeable, and intelligent. 5. Restate other people's smart points. Because of one of those unfair but true mental quirks, the person in a meeting who simply summarizes the good points made by everyone else will often be better remembered than the people who came up with the ideas in the first place. If you are struggling to get a word in at your next staff meeting, take notes on the best comments your coworkers deliver. Near the end of the meeting, restate these ideas in a concise, matter-of-fact way. Even when giving credit to your coworkers, you will sound smarter. 6. Tell some jokes. A French study published in the Journal of Psychological Reports found that women find men they're overhear telling funny jokes to be smarter and more attractive than those heard conversing about mundane topics. Other studies have shown that funny women similarly appear smarter to others. There may be some validity to this because a certain level of intellect is required to consistently make clever remarks. So we can use humor as a hard-to-fake cue to your intelligence. Just don't forget the punchline.